I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about the consequences of the public knowing who's visited my house. In my case, like I'm sure with the vast majority of Floridians, it would be nil. I am certain the list of relatives, friends, and tradespeople coming to fix a faucet or something would make for fairly monotonous reading for all but the nosiest of neighbors. But what if I was in charge of making decisions that affected all residents? Wouldn't it be interesting to know if I was meeting someone who may influence those decisions? According to Senator Jonathan Martin, Republican from Fort Myers, who has sponsored a bill currently being considered by the legislature that would shield the names of some visitors to the governor's mansion from public disclosure, it is no big deal. It's not every guest to the governor's mansion, Martin said. It's guests that are visiting him privately for non-government-related purposes, similar to you or me inviting someone to our house. The bills would create a public records exemption involving information held by law enforcement agencies related to security or transportation services provided to the governor's immediate family, the lieutenant governor, cabinet members, the House Speaker, the Senate President, and the Chief Justice of the Florida Supreme Court. The exemption would also apply to other people if requested by the governor or other state leaders for security reasons. The exemption would be retroactive to trips already taken. There could be situations where the governor comes to various parts of Florida, whether it's to present the bill or to meet with constituents, but that information is out there for public records requests, and that information could then, with enough digging and enough time and enough effort, might be able to get the security profile of the structure, House Bill sponsor Jeff Holcomb, Republican from Spring Hill, said. Martin said last month the bill was drafted because of an increase in public records requests regarding our governor and his travel, simply because of the notoriety of his position in the past few years. So, because voters and residents have become more interested in what the governor is doing, it is essential to block those queries. I wonder who the governor is planning to invite to the mansion this year that would put him in danger should the public find out.